There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Song when they walk into a room in 2017 as the leader of the free world. If you had to look into your crystal ball, oh, I hate to put you to work right at the beginning of the show. If I asked you, who do you really honestly think, because we love predictions, who do you honestly think is going to be the next president of the United States? Who would you pick as the next? Not who you like. Who deep down you think is going to win the nomination? You know what? I think that is the toughest question to answer right now. I do. If you listened to this show 10 months ago, I would say, I know you don't want to hear this, but Hillary Clinton is going to win the Democratic nomination, hands down, and boy, it's going to be tough to beat her as president. It would be tough to knock her off with Manny Moe and Jack running on the Republican side. But boy, have things changed. The enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton, it's gone. If she were in a hot air balloon and she was looking for air to keep lifting that balloon up, she'd have none. It would crash down to the earth. There are very few people that are high on Hillary Clinton, including people that are Clintonites. The email damage, the fallout, has been pretty tough to weather. And the biggest date on my calendar that I have circled is October 22nd, because Hillary Clinton is testifying that day. She's not warm and fuzzy. When attacked, she recoils. If I were her campaign people, I'd be practicing over and over again. But I think that's part of the deal. Nobody tells Hillary Clinton what to do. So as her ambitions to be president are really kind of blowing up in her face, it makes it a scramble on the Democratic side. In fact, right now, Bernie Sanders would be the likely guy. And I'll tell you what. Whether you think he's out of his mind and too far to the left, he knows how to deftly answer questions from the media, because he's himself, like Donald Trump, in a much different way. Then there's the talk of Joe Biden jumping in. And people in the know, one out of every two says, well, he's not going to run. It's not the right time. He's not going to jump in. But I say not so fast, because he might be the rescuer. And there's conversations going on with Joe Biden. That's why he had those conversations, come on, with the president and all the people around him. I don't think that's a big secret. Of course it's not. But who's really surging is Bernie Sanders. He's drawing the crowds. He is the one who's reeling in the younger vote. He's doing an Obama, is what he's doing. But in this country, how many people vote? 60% of the population, if that. Barely, I don't even think so. Hardly. So, Bernie soars. And I'll tell you what, he, on Sunday, he didn't really take a lot of swipes at Hillary Clinton. He was part of the Sunday swirl. And instead, he talked about his campaign, because he's getting closer and closer in the polls to her in Iowa. There's no denying it. It's right there. He is right there with her. So he says people are responding to his message. He was on ABC's show, their version of politics called This Week. And he said the polls, you know, in looking at the polls, he said it's that people want to they want change. They want the middle class to be hurt. So let me just tell you quickly about it. Clinton is the first choice of 37% of likely Democratic caucus goers in Iowa. Sanders is the pick for 30%. Oh, that's huge. So Clinton has lost a third of the support that she had in May. And her support with the Dems, for the first time, dropped below 50%. This is why it's very hard when I think about the question and when I ask the question out loud, who's going to be the next president? It's really difficult to answer. It's really difficult to come up with a consensus on who it's going to be. Now, for the Republicans, Trump is leading in that same poll. But Ben Carson is right on his heels. Ben Carson with 18%. This is caucus goers. But Trump's still in the lead. And then it's the also-rans after that. And Trump is talking about, remember, possibly running as a third-party candidate. And he said, I think over the next couple of weeks, you're going to see some things that are very interesting. He gave a speech in Nashville to some Tea Party crowds. And he said, if he's going to decide, if he loses the Republican nomination for president, will he do the third party thing? Because Trump is not going to support who the Republican nominee is. He's, so far, he's refused that. So he was in Nashville to talk to Tea Party voters. It was a conference actually hosted by the National Federation of Republican Assemblies. And he's leading all of the summertime polls. No swing whatsoever in people wanting Donald Trump. How about that? We'll see. We'll see where he is in the next. If he's still in the same spot 2 months from now, wow, that's a four-month swing. And it's pretty tough to deny that he's having an effect on the election, because he is having an effect. Absolutely. There is just no denying it. All right, from the top, I want to mention this, because I was a big fan of a couple of these movies. Scream, Elm Street, Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, Freddy Krueger. Who doesn't know who Freddy Krueger is, even if you didn't like those movies? Wes Craven, the director, dead at the age of 76 again. He had brain cancer. He was fighting that. And also Wayne Dyer, who is an incredible speaker, a motivational guru is the best way to describe Wayne Dyer, also died over the weekend. And he was someone who had battled leukemia for a couple of years, since 2009, I guess. And he certainly, of all the motivational speakers, he had his own lane. I mean, he was walking in a completely separate direction from everybody else, and gave a lot of people hope. And I don't think there's many people that don't know his name as well. So two big losses over the weekend. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next. We'll take some calls. If you want to weigh in, you can. 855-266-5283. Plus, we'll check the mailbag.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Another week. It's a holiday week because toward the tail end of this week, you'll see the roads will be jammed. People will be taken off for Labor Day. Some people are already on vacation. If they're lucky enough, this is the time they take a quick vacation before kids go back to school and you just get that big break. It's the end of the summer. You can certainly feel it in the air. And you can feel the political craziness, I think, in the air, too. People now more than ever, people are paying attention, and I wonder if that will translate. I've said this before on this show, but maybe we'll actually see more people get involved. And it's power to the people, because the people in Washington just represent you. Do not think of them as powerful people. Unfortunately, that is what happens in the Beltway. But they represent you, and they represent me, no matter where you're listening to me. It doesn't matter. Louisiana, Florida, Texas, Pennsylvania, New York, Iowa, California, Washington State. Don't give them the power, and I think this is part of the problem, because so many people feel lost in the whole thing. They just bury their heads and say, you know what, I don't care, I'm not paying attention to it. We got to hold their feet to the fire. Grim, let's kick off the week with some comments from you. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, Kate. Politics, politics, politics. How are you?
I'm good. It was the weekend. We're coming off of a weekend, and that's always a good thing, right?
Yeah. I was trying to go, you know, well, we got one more week of pregame. You know, I'm trying to lighten it. Yeah, you know, your Philadelphia Eagles look pretty good so far. You know, there's some teams, you know. But, you know, I'll give you the grim outlook here real quick. Like, I think one of the teams out there that's going to be kind of a pain in the butt is going to be Oakland after watching them tonight.
They're going to be good, you think?
I think they're going to disrupt.
No! Oh, don't get sucked into that. No. I have them as one of my top. I have five worst teams in the NFL, And I just did this today on another network, and the Raiders were number one on my list.
See where I'm coming from. We think alike now. Now, you got a girl working there for NBC that's trying to get her princess crown, too, a little Michelle. She's a pretty good announcer now. I knew you'd like that. But, the politics thing, what you were talking about earlier, on the norm, no matter what the election is, I think there's about, a floater scale of about 15 to 30% of the population votes wherever you go, whatever election. And this last election we had, though, when we made the Senate a majority Republican, you saw norms from 45 to 60% and even higher in a lot of them elections.
Right.
Now, my question is because you just brought this up, too, because, like I said, we think alike. Do you believe that we're getting ho-hum, drugged, or do you think come this time next year we're going to see like we saw previously? That's the big question, isn't it? Are we going to see the silent majority come out, or are we going to be bored to death through this Republican, circus, three-ring circus we got?
It is like a three-ring circus. This is so annoying, isn't it? In one hand, someone would say, well, that's terrific that all those people want to be president, and in theory it is, but it's not because of what I said earlier. Part of the problem is you're not really getting the authentic person because they're afraid to say what they really think. And that's why Donald Trump has caught fire. Because constantly politicians, they have, it's like they're walking teleprompters. They have their talking points and, that's what they march to. And I think that's why people are drawn to him, at least initially, because he's an outsider. He's not part of that political spin.
Screaming what everybody wants to hear. But
yes, exactly.
That can get boring. That can get boring now. He could say the wrong thing.
Well, it can get boring if he doesn't have any depth. So it's kind of like, did you ever take a job or do something you really didn't know how to do it, and someone said, hey, Grim, can you do this? And you know you're smart and you could learn it, and you say, absolutely. And what are you doing? You are burying your head in the books or looking up information or doing whatever you have to do because you know you can pull it off, but you get deep. You go deep and you dig. Is he going to go deeper on some of the things he's saying? Because he can't just spew a bunch of interesting feelings about where we should go and where we are as a country and not have anything behind it.
Exactly. This is what I said before. He's got to follow the macro with the micro. He's got to get down and dirty and be explicit. That's why I like when he held in his hand his written thing that he was going to do for immigration, because
right.
He wrote it out. And that's the thing about a politician. You could hold their feet to fire with a written document.
Yes.
You can't verbal, not with a verbal promise. That's
yes.
A campaign promise. But when you write something down, you put this in writing. You ain't done it yet.
Right. Exactly. No, you're right. You're right. And that's the key. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we live in interesting times. There's no question about it. It's funny because I didn't think that this was what was going to happen. I really didn't a year ago. And, boy, things have certainly turned. And then there was this story, Grim, over the weekend, and for everybody listening, that, Bill Clinton in the speaking circuit was offered a couple of high-paying gigs, one to go over to the Congo, and you know how they murder women there and kill kids and do all the nonsense they're doing. They're going to pay him $650,000, and he wanted to do it, and he was asking, could the State Department approve it while she was running the State Department? I mean, is that ridiculous? And then there was another, it was North Korea. He was going to get like $400,000 plus to go speak in North Korea. Really? Kim Jong-un, you're going to go hang with him? Oh, that's craziness.
Sensationalism. That's what that's all about. Sensationalism. It buys into these fanatics.
Yes.
That's all it does. It buys in, and I think this is the biggest problem. This is why we had the reporters probably shot. Speculation, but it's still pretty good, isn't it, for speculation? because
speculation.
Well, you know, I don't know what his mind thought was.
Right.
All I can do is speculate, and that's all I'm doing, is saying
right.
He lacked notoriety. He wanted to be in the limelight, and he thought the only way that he could. In his mind, that's what I'm
saying.
And because he's in the media, he knows that sensationalism sells.
Oh, yeah. No, controversy sells.
Uh-huh.
If it, you know, it's that old saying about if it bleeds, it leads. And so there you go, sadly.
And I kind of think, you know, old Trump kind of been listening to you and me because that's what I've been preaching when you too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It is interesting to see where we are and what the Sunday swirl was like. Thanks, Grim, because there was a lot of talk about Donald Trump on every single station and flipping around. He was the number one thing that was being discussed. And why? Because the Iowa caucus poll came out and Ben Carson had suddenly caught fire and had 18%, but Donald Trump was still in the lead. And Donald Trump had the back and forth with Jorge Ramos, who was just an iconic person in the Hispanic world as a Telemundo Univision anchor, and people just go crazy for Jorge Ramos. And Ramos challenging him in Iowa and him shutting him up and saying, you know, leave the room, basically. There was conversation about, can he get elected without the Latino vote? And because so many Latinos will go out and vote, how much will that hurt Donald Trump? And has he lost that vote because of his attack on Ramos or not? And then the conversation about, was Ramos out of order, and was he going after Donald Trump, and, you know, all that. And Jorge Ramos was on a lot of the Sunday shows and being asked about that and whatnot. All right, I got to say this at the top because, and by the way, we'll go to the mailbag in our next segment, but we were worried about Erica and what the effect of Erica would be on Florida, and there's been some rain, but apparently the good news is it could have been a lot worse, and still we don't know because there still could be remnants of it, but it certainly is looking like hurricane-wise we dodged Erica, which is a very, very good thing because these 2 weeks, as we're celebrating in a way the success afterwards, the rebuilding of New Orleans and Mississippi and whatnot, it's been 10 years since we saw the likes of Katrina. Coming back, that was part of what you had to talk about, you had to say, as we check the mail next on America Tonight.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
I spent a couple of years of my life is being haunted by great white sharks. A surfer escaped injury over the weekend after a great white shark bit her board off of California's Central Coast. I lived in Morro Bay. It was one of the coolest places I've ever lived in my entire life. Early in my career, when I got out of college, boom, 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 quick hits. But that was a place that I lived for a couple of years. Like I said, I loved it. And if you look it up, you'll see it's a beautiful place. And anyway, this woman was at the Morro Strand State Beach. I used to run on that beach. There was sand dollars all over the place. It was really cool. And at 10 o'clock in the morning, so not at the, you know, not 6 in the morning, not when first light, any of that, a shark apparently swam under her board and chomped on it and left a 14-inch wide bite mark. So there is no denying it was a great white. Other surfers saw the attack, warned everyone, get out of the water. Some of the surfers helped her reunite with her board, and she got back on it to get to shore. And they closed the beach for 72 hours and posted warnings at nearby beaches. And they're analyzing the bite mark and the teeth pattern to get a really sense of the size of the shark. But there was a wildlife biologist who happened to be in the area and looked at the board and said the shark had to be at least 6 feet long. An adult male had to be. So she was pretty shaken up by that kind of an encounter, and she said she's going to be staying close in from now on. She said she'll probably be on her boogie board for a little while. You know, they say you have to get back on the horse again, so to speak, when something happens. I don't know that I could get back on the surfboard, and I used to go to that beach every single day. I was in television news, and I worked later because news, of course, is later, and I would get up because I wasn't from California, and I thought, if I'm living in Morro Bay and I'm right near a beach, are you kidding? I'm going to I'm going to get out. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to enjoy this view. And I'd be like the first person on the beach. But I didn't surf, so I wasn't on a surfboard and taking it out there. I saw all kinds of seals, and I saw all kinds of otters. So I'd like be drinking a cup of coffee, you'd see otters just kind of swim by. It was so cool. I mean, it is a cool place to be, but not cool to have a great white near your surfboard. I would be, I'd be hard pressed to want to get back in the water. And here we go again with another shark attack. Luckily for her, she didn't lose a limb or something much worse than that. Many of you over the weekend were concerned about a slew of different things, none of them to do with sharks. And on that note, let's see what your emails were all about.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, here's one from Joseph. Kate, Bernie Sanders is the real deal. You know, I am somebody who votes for the person, and I've voted Democratic, and I've voted Republican. And I have some conservative views, and I have some more open-minded views, because I don't like to have one label fits all. So Bernie Sanders, for as much as there are things that he says that I think are cockamamie, boy, some of the things he says make a lot of sense. And I've been listening to him, and I've been watching this guy gather some steam. And I think that there are people in their 20s who are going to come out in droves and vote for him. And I can't wait, in a way, to see when the Democrats finally have their debates. Because I think it'll be fun to watch Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders go toe-to-toe, and then whoever else is thrown in the middle of it. And who knows, maybe Joe Biden gets in the mix. But Republican or Democrat, I think this election is really wide open, don't you? Oh, we've been talking about it. I think it's harder to predict than it was before. You know, all of a sudden, you even with the Republicans, you have such a switch in with 17. There are 22 people running in all, by the way. 22. Most of them Republicans. But you think about the people we were talking about before. Senator Rand Paul, boy, he was pumped up. He was excited. He was the guy. Oh, libertarian views. He's saying some things that make sense. Then there was Ted Cruz gets in, and people are excited about Ted Cruz and filibustering and not being afraid to take on the establishment. And then there's Marco Rubio, and he's Hispanic, and he's young, and he's got some interesting ideas. And what about Marco Rubio? So you had all three of those senators that were getting some steam and some play. Scott Walker was talked about ad nauseum. He's the guy. He's the one. He's the person. Look what he did. Look at how he broke up the teachers union. Look what he did. He was, you know, he fought off a recall election. He's the guy. And then he wasn't the guy because he's getting, you know, he's showing up in single digits basically, and he's kind of falling flat when he, you know, whether it's debating or when he's asked questions or whatever it is. He's just not resonating. And so there are all these candidates who aren't resonating. And the funny thing is, Dr. Ben Carson wasn't necessarily, he was resonating with people who saw him in person, but he wasn't resonating with the masses necessarily, except for that people liked him. That people would say, oh, I like Ben Carson. Now, in the Iowa caucus poll, which is the most important because Iowa caucus is big, New Hampshire primary is big, he's coming up big. So he may be there. He may hang around a lot longer than people thought he was going to hang around. And then Trump is, of course, the big factor. Where does Trump go from here? Does he stay in this thing? It seems as though, for sure, he has more steam than originally thought. He's not a one-hit wonder. He's not somebody who's getting a bunch of publicity and then he's going to be out of this thing. He's much more than that. More than I think people thought he was going to be. So he can't be taken lightly. And I believe anybody in any of these races get that at this point. All right, let's move on. This one from Michelle. Never emailed you, Kate Delaney, before. I got to say, I accidentally tripped onto your show. I hope that more people start really listening to you because you make a lot of sense. And I love the fact that you just don't drone on and on about the same thing. I'm so tired of listening to all these white, boring guys talk about the same thing when I hear talk radio. So you go, girl. All right, thanks for that. I think that's funny. That's not true that everybody all drones on the same thing, because if you flip around, like Mark Levin will jump around. He talks about other things. He has his topic of the day or whatever, but he talks about other things for sure, and there's some good talk show people out there, absolutely. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from McKinney. I like that. McKinney. There's a town, McKinney, not too far from where our satellite facility is. McKinney says, Kate, I'm very excited for the start of the NFL season. I heard you mention something about it. You must be a sports fan. What is the thing with this Nail the Score deal? Can you tell me more about it? Because I think I want to be one of the callers, and I just need to know. Okay, so you need to know. The first game of the year is a Thursday night game. So before that, the Tuesday before that, we'll do a thing called Nail the Score, and it'll be in our second hour of the show, whatever time zone you're in, second hour of the show, last segment. So the computer will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL, and then all you have to do is call in and give us the random score guess. Like, let's say the Giants are taking on Philadelphia. You say the Giants beat Philadelphia 24-17. Then you own that score. Nobody else can take it. And then somebody else says Giants will win 14-7, whatever it is. Eagles will win 28-21. So you get the idea. You just, all you have to do is just throw out a numerical guess. That's it. I like to say it's like picking lottery numbers. How about that? Picking lottery numbers. It's all you have to do. And it'll start that first week, that second week. It's really the second Tuesday in September. So just remember that. We get through the Labor Day holiday, and then the following week, that Tuesday is the appearance of Nail the Score. All right, how about this one from Anna? Kate, Wayne Dyer dies. I'm in my 30s, but I got to tell you, I have read some of his books. Somebody told me all about him, and I really thought that his writing was so good. I never had a chance to see him in person, but I think he had a big influence on a lot of people, don't you? Oh, absolutely. He was a self-help guru, and he had an interesting path to that. Like so many other people, he was a psychologist, or psychotherapist, rather. And then he wrote a book, and he fell into it, and it really, he was good. He really took off with a lot of people, and I think part of that reason is because he knew how to speak the language. He gave people what they wanted to know, what they wanted to hear, what people weren't talking about so much. And, you know, it's that optimistic point of view. It's the motivational. Motivational is the best word to use. It's that motivational thing that you can, you know, the you can do it deal. You can do it. Before that slogan came around, you can do it. He was the you can do it guy. You just have to, you know, you just have to believe. So, yeah, absolutely. Sad, yeah. And I just saw something on one of the shows, oh boy, it's been a while, but a couple of months ago anyway, about him and about his influence. And then had this conversation with somebody about how he actually even stepped away for a while from the business because he had gotten so big he felt like his ego was taking over and he didn't like it. And boy, you got to give someone credit for that. He's on a do-re-mi roll, but he's not worried about that. He's thinking, I have to be clear in my head. I feel like I'm being too ego-driven. And then he kind of came back into it, and bravo for that. Here's one from Mark. It's our last one. Kate, Hillary Clinton, does she go down or not with the email scandal? Oh, I say she's going to really be on a shaky ship. She already is, for sure. Remember, you can email us, americatonight.net.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
All right, we're hitting the tail end of this hour of America Tonight. Remember, if you start to hear some things that really set off your meter and you're listening to this during the day, a lot of people download the shows because you have different schedules. Very cool. Go to GCNlive.com and you can do that. Just download the show and then listen to it at another time. If you catch us live, you know what to do too. You can call in at 855-266-5283. I started this off by saying, who is the next president of the United States? Does anyone out there think they really have the answer? I want you to write that down on a piece of paper if you don't call in. If you're too chicken to call in, put it off somewhere to the side and then remember it and come back to it and tell me eventually when you call this show who you had at the time. I think it's really tough to predict. I talk to too many political people during the day and I analyze too much material and the culmination of everything. To me, what I keep coming up with, it's like shaking the magic eight ball. Shake the eight ball. Ask again later. And truly, it is ask again later. We still don't know for sure the fall of Hillary Clinton or not. But I think even if she bounces back, I don't know that she has enough steam to become president or not. I don't know. You know, we talk about Joe Biden, but even in the New York Times, they had a story today about the vice president and him considering his run for the presidency. But the problem is that he has some ties to banks. Now, he's a Wall Street dude. So do we want more Wall Street people? Do we want more people that are helping the rich get richer? And I have no problem, by the way, with anyone getting as filthy rich as they want to get. We live in a capitalist society, and I almost hate other people using that because they're just throw it out there. But I mean it, right? This is what makes us thrive. Ingenuity, the possibilities, the excitement of it, whatever. The idea that you have an idea and you're not procrastinating and you're really trying, and then boom, you hit it. Well, good for you. And I don't think that should be taken away. But if we're going to have fair taxes, then people who are wealthier should pay their fair share of what the tax should be. I mean, this is why a flat tax or a fair tax would be better. Because there's easier ways to do this. Dump the three dreaded letters. Get rid of the IRS. There is a better way to tax. We don't even understand the tax code. And to that end, I agree with any politician who says that because it's pretty obvious. And the more money you have, the more you understand the loopholes that you can take advantage of. The poorer you are, the more they seem to take out of you. I don't understand that. I just don't. All right, so now it's time to invite Patrick E. into the lion's den for another version of True or False. How are you, Patrick?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well.
Pretty well?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, that's good.
Another Sunday night.
Okay, here's our first one. They had the music, the MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday. Miley Cyrus hosted that event. There was a little bit of what they call a slip. Her top went down briefly, and she got a little bit too much exposure. True or false?
True.
True. Ding, 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 ding. Boy, they sure don't like this happening, because remember, the Super Bowl, that was the deal with Janet Jackson, and I was at that Super Bowl. Now, that's a Super Bowl versus music awards, where you know things can get a little bit crazy. But certainly nobody wanted that to happen, and I don't think it was an on purpose thing. As much as she tries to do shocking deals, wrecking ball and whatever else, tweaking, I don't think that was an on purpose thing. So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. Okay, how about this? Let's move to this one. The White House renamed Mount McKinley as Denali on the eve of the president's trip. So renaming Mount McKinley as Denali on the eve of a trip. Is this true? Because this is North America's tallest mountain peak. And the White House said it's a major symbolic gesture to Alaskan natives on the eve of the president's first trip to Alaska.
I'm going to say true for that one.
Ah, you're on a roll. It is true. It is true because Denali, people might not know this. They think of Denali, they think of the truck. Denali means the high one. And, you know, there's been conflict between residents of Alaska and Ohio, actually. Alaskans informally called the Mount Denali for years, but the federal government recognized its name as McKinley, invoking the 25th president. So he changed that back. But this is some people angry. Ohio politicians reacted angrily to this, and it's not clear if they could stop it. Congressman Gibbs from Ohio said McKinley deserves to be honored and invited his colleagues to join him to try to block what he called Obama's constitutional overreach. And he said it's an insult to Ohioans because of where McKinley's from, but this is for Alaskan natives is what the president is saying. So no good deed goes unpunished, as they say. We'll see. All right, we continue with true or false with young Patrick. And, you know, I've been talking about some pretty well-known people who died. Is it true that Oliver Sacks, who is the author of Awakenings, also died at the age of 82?
That's true.
It is true. It is true. You know who he is, right?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Awakenings was a good movie. That was a movie with... Robin Williams. And he was the surgeon who developed a passion for music after being struck by lightning, which of course is the story. And as there was the story taking the reader on the human experience, and this was Dr. Oliver Sacks. He died at his home in New York City. He was terminally ill with a rare eye cancer that spread to his liver. He had a best-selling book in 1985 called The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat. And he was, you know, he just had legions of fans, and Awakenings was huge. There's no question about that. And there were other things that he wrote, and absolutely he was revered for sure, a well-known name. All right, let's move on to another one, true or false. Do-do-do-do. All right, true or false, Apple has decided it's not enough to come up with just a watch. They are also designing a special cuckoo clock that should be ready by next summer. True or false?
I'm going to say false for that one.
It is false. Who buys a cuckoo clock anymore? Are you kidding me? They do have them for sure, but I think anything that's light, easy to carry, loaded down with technology, that's really what Apple is about. There's no question about that. It's more about that than I think anything else. All right, how about this? This is a good one, too. Sort of a good one. Some women, preparing for their weddings their entire life, say that there's really no excuse not to have your wedding dress already designed in your mind. And according to a Gallup poll, at least 75% of women in the United States already have visualized what their wedding dress looks like, and it makes it much easier in the wedding dress selection department. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
False. I knew I could get you. False. No, it's not true. I just made that up. The whole wedding dress thing, as I've gone through it, Patrick, it's just not a fun thing. I don't know. Some people think it's fun, but you just want to look good. That's what happens. They just want to look good. And there may be some women, and there probably are, which is why you thought it was true. They do think about it, and they do have, you know, visualizations of what it should look like, and a lot of times that never comes to bear. They find something else. All right, Patrick, thank you. That was a lot of fun. True or false? We'll do it again next week. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.